very left-wing politically, to begin with. And we felt that London programmes were rather smug, and we wanted to get people onto the programmes, not just professors and people who could read a good script. We wanted to present ordinary people and let them talk. That was really the thing, but it was a political thing.
Did it help that you were out of London to get that perspective?
Yes, it did, certainly did. I mean, Harding was the important thing in this. He'd been banished from London because Reith had said to him, you know, I think you'd better go to the north, you'll be less dangerous there. I'd just joined then and went up to Durham and got some miners in Newcastle studio. And the idea was that they talked freely about life down the pit and life in a mining village. And they were very nice men, and they talked so freely that after about 3 minutes, I was sent in with a great bit of cardboard saying, do not say bloody or bugger. Well, if you know that part of the world, I mean, these words are just woven into the speech. And so these nice men sat around trying to form sentences which did not use them, all live, of course. And the presenter went on talking and wondering how much longer he'd have to do it. And in the end, I was taken out of the studio and it went on as before, and there was a terrible row.
If all the children who have been evacuated were given the chance to talk to their parents over the air, I think this is the kind of message that most of them would want to send. We took our recording van last week to a small Lancashire mill town about 15 miles from Manchester and found, almost without exception, that the children there were happy.
Did you always mean to make this your life, or did you start off doing something else?
No, I always meant to be a writer.
Have you got any that you can single out that you enjoyed writing most of all?
Well, I loved writing the Noddy books, of course. And there's a series of mine called The Famous Five.
It's always seemed to me that your characters are very alive, and this is why they're so popular with children. Is this because they're based on real people?
A lot of them are based on real people. If I meet a child who is a real character...
Well, I'd like to ask all the husbands around the table whether they think it's a good idea to have more than one wife.
That depends entirely on the sort of wife you've got already.
W.P. Matthews.
If you've got a sort of specialist wife... who's an awfully good cook and an awfully good housekeeper and who keeps the house perfectly fit and well and everything goes along and the glute honks high, but she's got a face like the back of a cab and you're very fond of books but she has no interest in literature, then I think you've got a perfectly good case for having three other wives, one who's an awfully good looker and one who's very interested in sport and one who's a sort of blue stocking who knows all about literature. But if you've got a good all-rounder, well, make do with her.
Barry.
Well, I think you can only have more than one wife if you have a very nice wife to begin with. And I think it's a very good thing, and she should have more than